Happy New Year, everyone. We're off celebrating, and for today's encore presentation, we're replaying our live national broadcast from December 20th. Book your travels to join us on Seven Seas Grandeur this October now at rmworldtravel.com.
Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Thanks for being on time. We are into the home stretch as the Christmas rush is on. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, January. I'm already thinking January. It's Saturday, December 20th, 2025. We are ready to go, you can tell. It's the last live show of the year. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, get comfortable. We're going to spend these next 120 minutes talking about the serious, the satisfying, situational, I guess the smart sides of travel. You can definitely tell I'm in a fun mood today, because this is the place where we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. So another year has come and gone, basically, as Christmas week is here, as I've just said. So I, for one, Mary, certainly will be thinking about all the good in our lives this year. How about you?
Yeah, it's always a good time of the year to do that and try to keep things simple and live in gratitude. That's what I try to do day to day. And I think the holidays for a lot of people mean different things, but they certainly, I think, are a good opportunity to reflect and offer thanks. And I'm thankful for everything we've done together over the years, Robert. RJ, it's nice to have you here. Yeah. The team behind this program, along with all of our affiliated stations and sponsors who collectively really allow us to do what we do every week and come into your homes or your cars or wherever you are listening.
That's true.
So
that's true. Otherwise, Mary, you and I will be having some, well, we have great conversations anyway.
Yes, but this would be an extended one every Saturday morning.
That's true. And RJ, there is no open road on the program today. Everybody listening might think, oh, we have open road, but we do not. But you are here because next hour we're going to have other members of the team join us on air. Is there anything that this time of year makes you think of most?
Well, to me, December is kind of like the Friday of months. So, you know, and Friday is my favorite day of the week. So I think you can sort of get where I'm going with that. It's just a great time of year. And, you know, I love the holidays. I love the Christmas season. And, you know, it's we get to wrap a bow on the year's festivities for the show and get ready for a new year.
That's true. A lot of people out there are putting bows on cars right now, hopefully, for people too, right?
Hopefully,
exactly. Well, Rudy, listen, you've already begun your Christmas travels. Where are you joining us from today?
I am in Chicago for the weekend with my granddaughter, who's visiting from France. So she's never been to Chicago, so we're going to do that today.
Well, you're going to there you are. Hopefully, you have a good time and enjoy.
Hopefully,
Chicago.
Get some good deep dish pizza.
Yeah. A lot of options.
She has to try it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know.
We should also note that tomorrow's the shortest day of the year, Sunday.
That's
true.
Right. That's right. And then on the next day, it starts to get, the light starts to go. Yeah, exactly. Longer days are coming.
Exactly right. So, Bobby, you know, you have been now a key part of this program for 8 years. What's the good word from Dallas today at the Network Command Center?
We're battling through the DFW seasonal illness today that's hitting everybody. But other than that, we're good. We're eyes forward.
Well, eyes forward, and we're good.
I heard you were down for the count yesterday. You sound okay today.
Yeah, flu. It's a little stuffy. I ended up missing. I had tickets to see Dave Chappelle yesterday, and I missed it. So that was pretty sad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So yesterday was Bobby's shortest day of the year, basically.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, listen, we thank all of you who have voted in our various travel polls throughout the year. There'll be more coming in 2026 and beyond. Right now, we're about to share the results of the final travel polls of 2025 with you. And, you know, they are forward focused, if you will, since 2026 is now just 12 days away. Question one, we asked this Christmas season, are you home for the holidays or are you on the road? The results are home for the holidays, 52% of you out there. On the road, 40% of you. 7% of you, you're not sure what you're doing, but I will tell you, you got 5 days to Christmas, so you better figure it out. But there's the results for the first poll, Mary.
Well, the on the road lines up with what AAA said last week with the millions of folks traveling. All right, so second question, do you expect to travel more or less in 2026? 18% of you expect to travel less next year. 24% of you are unsure. 58% of you expect to travel more in 2026.
Now, the 24%, I get that a little bit more, being unsure right now, because, you know, You know, maybe you have
they're still
plans.
Planning trips.
Yeah, I get
and,
that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of you may want to go travel.
So for a travel radio show, I was pleased with that number.
Yeah, a lot of these people may want to go travel with us in the Mediterranean.
I hope so.
Next October. So
yeah.
You can still get that done because that's selling quick. Website, folks, Regent, rmworldtravel.com. All right. There we are. So we got about 3.5-4 minutes or so to go. We're going to get into the Travel News Roundtable right now. I will kick us off. In the aviation sector of travel got coal under his stocking this week, or under the tree this week for him. Barry Biffle, he was ousted as CEO of Frontier Airlines. Now, as Frontier tries to figure out how to become successful long term, they are once again, I can't believe this is like a revolving story on this show, they're once again looking at another airline that's failing, Spirit Airlines, and trying to merge the two companies. So will the third time be the charm? Can two challenged operators equal a winning recipe? You know, I doubt it personally, but I would love to be proved wrong. So we will see. Barry Biffle is out at Frontier.
Mm-hmm. All right. Continuing the aviation theme, a few weeks ago, we reported on the company Peraton. That's a national security company owned by Veritas Capital. They won the contract to overhaul our aging flight control systems in our country's airports. Even with the funding approved in the big, beautiful bill, Secretary Duffy did call that simply a down payment. Well, this week, the FAA announced they will contribute $6 billion to this project to try to move it along at a faster rate. The goal is to have our entire air traffic systems overhauled by the end of 2028. And I want to point out that the FAA started this path more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago, they called it Next Gen, and it continued to go through delay after delay, cost issues, and all of that.
I have to be honest with you. Listen, all the because everybody's got their opinions on things out there and so forth. But if the FAA and the Secretary of Transportation and the Trump administration, if they have basically 4 years and they can get this done in 4 years, I mean, just think about what else we can do in this country.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. So, Rudy, what do you got for news?
Well, you know, beginning January 1, you're not going to be able to walk up to the Trevi Fountain without paying $2.35 to toss a coin in that famous fountain in central Rome. Over-tourism is the problem. About 30,000 people visit it every day, and it's just gotten too crowded. You know, the steps are right there, so people sit on the steps, and it's known as an area for pickpockets and so on. So Rome has decided to charge €2 to sort of cut down on the number of people that's what you got to pay to get close. Now, you can get on the steps and look down on it. You can look at it. You can see it from afar, mm-hmm. but you can't toss a coin in.
Mm. So, you know, now there's the opposite of government. When we have an issue, what should we do? Let's tax. That's good. It's good. Very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful. RJ, what do you got? You got about a minute.
Well, the only thing I got is this week Ford announced they are recalling almost 300,000 cars from the roads due to a loss of park function.
Oh, I saw that.
So we've had instances where people have been parking on a hill or, you know, a street. And
these are EVs and hybrids.
However, specifically EVs and hybrids,
right.
Exactly. So this affects any new model F-150 Lightning, 2024 to new model Mustang Mach-Es or the Ford Maverick hybrids. And essentially it's a parking module fault, so the parking mechanism is not initiating. So cars are just rolling away. You own one of those vehicles, keep an eye on your mailbox.
Since this show is heard in San Francisco, you don't want to be in some of those streets if you have your car be down at the bottom of the hill.
You might want to invest in wheel chocks.
You might want to, exactly. So.
Take a look at the America 250 Corvette out there.
Oh,
250
very cool.
Have been made.
It
it's very cool.
All right. Steels and stripes, I think. All right. After this quick sponsors break, folks, since we haven't spent much time talking ski season this fall or winter, we're going to correct that in a big way. Show friend Dan Sherman joins us in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics have become a go-to gift for the holiday season, and right now they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades. They have active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Can a security system stop a break-in before it starts? Traditional systems may not. They only take action after someone is already inside, often too late. SimpliSafe at SimpliSafe.com/carry is designed to be proactive, with a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. AI-powered cameras keep watch outside for potential threats, and when something looks off, live agents step in. This month only, take 50% off any new system. One of the best prices you'll see. Visit simplysafe.com/carry or armworldtravel.com, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Winter is the perfect time to invest in a new mattress, and you can do that very easily at helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, motion transfer issues, Helix has mattresses that can really help resolve those common sleep problems. Plus, they let you try your mattress for 120 nights risk-free as a trial. Rest easy with the Happy with Helix guarantee. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide with free shipping, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Happy New Year, everyone. Today, we're airing an encore presentation from our December 20th live national broadcast.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone. Snow is on the ground in a good portion of the country on this December 20th, which makes talking skiing, snowboarding, and all things snow a timely topic. That's going to be the focus of today's B-Block, and we're sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea, with unlimited shore excursions always included, anytime access to the spa facility, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet, laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and the list keeps going.
Yeah, it really does. Folks, simply put, this is top-notch, ultra-luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea. Besides their fleet of modern ships, and they have more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board. All gratuities are prepaid, so you're not reaching for your wallet. You'll be hearing us broadcast live next month from Seven Seas Grandeur. You can also come travel with Mary and me aboard the new Grandeur ship in October 2026 for the big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med. That trip is selling out, folks, so get your deposit made today before it's too late. You can go find information at rssc.com/rmworldtravel or go to rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top of the homepage, you'll find a link.
All right, snow is the topic for this 10-minute segment, as Robert said at the rejoin, and for us, that means connecting with longtime show friend and ski industry expert Dan Sherman. He's holding for us on that show hotline, ready to share ski updates across the country. Here's Dan now.
Well, off to Colorado we go, Mary. Merry Christmas, Dan. Nice to have you back on the program with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. Welcome anytime. So I just said we're connecting with you today from your home base there in Colorado, Aspen, Colorado. We've heard, frankly, the Centennial State, it isn't tracking as well as last year for snow. And since you're there, I want to start in Colorado today. What's the report on the ski season so far in your state, since it's one of the busiest ski states with all the resorts and mountains there?
Well, it's definitely been an interesting setup for the season. We had a lot of snow. We had no snow leading up to Thanksgiving, and then we got hammered for about a week, which was setting up some really great early season conditions, and then it's been a bit of a drought since then. But I would say I've been skiing almost every day for the past month here in Aspen, and all things considered, the conditions have been fantastic, a great mix of natural snow and of course, there's been a lot of advancement in snowmaking technology in the past several years. So far, it's been skiing really great. Now, the forecast is looking a little bit warm for the next week and a half. And of course, the holiday rush is coming, so we'll see what happens. But in this moment, okay. All things are okay.
All right. I saw a report that Tahoe was looking for snow and they got rain. I think that was last week. But hopefully winter really shows up sooner rather than later for the western portion. Wisconsin's already getting a good dose of winter. But Dan, let's go to Milan, Italy. It's hosting the Winter Olympics in February, and the Dolomites were all over the news for other reasons, also for a little bit warmer weather and a lot of stranded skiers. But anything you want to report to us for our listeners on maybe either securing anything? I would think most rooms in the area are booked for the Olympics.
Yeah, I would say that, well, Europe is overall, the Alps are very popular again this year. I'm seeing it all over the message boards online, and just I know from anecdotal experiences that since COVID, since Europe opened back up after COVID, it has been growing every year with American skiers for a variety of reasons. It's a lot cheaper to go there. The accessibility is pretty easy, especially from the East Coast. And in some areas, there's great snow. In some areas, they're kind of like Colorado and Utah, where they need it. Generally speaking, travelers have been staying away from the Dolomites because of the Olympics. Hmm. Availability is hard to come by. It's going to be very busy. What I'm seeing is that France is the big winner so far for American skiers.
Well, let's talk about that, because a few years ago, during one of our trips, Mary and I were able to see some of the ski resorts on the Mediterranean island of Corsica,
which surprised us.
Just loved, actually. It was great. I mean, I love the idea of going to a Mediterranean island and being able to ski. And by the way, that's about 300 miles or so south, I think, of Milan in the Mediterranean. And certainly they do attract a good number of locals and travelers each year. Now, I'm not suggesting that's the best skiing in Europe by any means, but when you think of mainland Europe, what are some other resorts that you favor, there for maybe affordability and value, and you say offer some great skiing, and I'm curious if you have any personal experiences with any of them that you're going to share.
Yeah, well, again, staying in France, and I think that one of the reasons Americans are liking France is because it is relatively affordable compared to other resorts. There's also a large amount of ski in, ski out inventory, especially in places like the Trois-Vallées, which is Courchevel, which can be more expensive, but also Val Thorens, for example, has a lot of great ski in, ski out. Leaving the Trois-Vallées, going to Chamonix, which is a proper town.
Right.
There's a wide variety of lodging, great value. I've spent a lot of time there. And you can stay in one hotel or condo, and you can ski three countries. You could ski France. You could go over to Courmayeur, Italy, very easily. And you could also go to Verbier, Switzerland. So it's a really great way to check off a lot of boxes in one trip.
That's Chamonix. You can do that if you base yourself there.
Chamonix.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. All right. So I have another question. This is about weather. We know a bluebird day is an ideal ski day with blue skies and sunshine. But I'm really curious to hear what you think is the optimal temperature range to ski, Dan, because Robert, we still remember skiing in Massachusetts when it was -4 and it was sunny, but it was -4 and it wasn't great. What do professional skiers or, really frequent skiers say is the ideal temperature range?
Well, I've never been asked that question before. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously, it varies by, who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I love storm skiing. I like it cold.
You
I like
too.
It windy. I like low visibility, snow in my face. But many people are fair weather skiers and they won't go out unless it's sunny. In Europe, for example, the perfect day is a bluebird day where it's warm and you can sit on a patio and take in the Alps. I don't know that there's an ideal temperature, but I will say that spring can be a really great time for people who don't like the cold. In March and April, you have a season full of snow that's stacked up. You have warm temperatures, sometimes in the mid-40s, sunshine, longer days, patios with live music. And for the kids, the worst thing is if they're freezing and they don't want to do it and they never want to go again because they had such a bad experience,
right.
Spring can be a perfect time to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I love you're a storm skier.
Yeah,
I've never even heard that.
Picture the clouds. It's gray.
Yeah.
You can't see. Where's Dan? I don't know. All of a sudden, out of nowhere,
he likes
comes.
The challenge.
Like a movie scene. Here
that's
he comes.
Great.
So that's I love it, Dan. That's great.
Yeah, there are fair weather skiers that I'm the opposite. I don't like skiing when it's sunny and bluebird. I like skiing when it's stormy.
Well, we now know for the future there. So, all right, we're going to shift it up. We like to do that on this program. I always say I like to go 180. Sometimes from segment to segment, and we'll do that in this case from question to question. So no question, we're seeing the economy in America. It's improving. We're looking forward to a positive 2026 ahead. But skiing, it's consistently become more expensive here in our country. We were talking about that's why some of the people are going over to Europe and so forth. In some cases, $300 a day per person now. It's not crazy anymore. Do you see this impacting the sport, Dan? I'm sure you have some thoughts on it. Maybe you can offer an idea or two on ways for folks if they are looking possibly to save.
Yeah, this is something we could talk through for an hour. It's been a very interesting ride here in North America specifically, where lift tickets during the holiday week will get up to $350 actually per day. But really, the U.S. ski industry, they've jacked up those prices so high because they actually don't want people to pay that. They don't. That ticket cost is a window rate. If you just walk up to the resort on the day you're going to ski, go to the window and buy your ticket. They have it so high because they're trying to train people to buy tickets earlier. I actually just read in a press release from Vail Resorts that they say only 25% of people are buying their lift tickets at the window. Hmm. So the strategy, really, what the resorts want you to do is to buy, well, for example, an Epic Pass or an Icon Pass as early as possible. They go on sale in March. And you can buy, let's say, a 7-day Epic Pass, which is transferable across all their resorts, and it can be used anytime. And if you buy it in March, you could ski for as little as about $105 a day versus the $350.
Wow.
That's a big difference right there.
So we have about a minute left, and we were told that you're headed to Japan this winter to ski, and that you've been about 14 times in the last 10 years. So clearly you like skiing in Japan.
Does, yeah.
Why and where are you going?
Well, I just, Japan to me is the whole package. You know, I've also spent a lot of time skiing in the Alps, and I love Europe. I love the food. When you go, the way that I think about it, you go to Europe, it's not too different than being here in the United States. When you go to Japan, it feels like you're just on another planet. Mm. And it's the whole package. They have unbelievably light, deep snow. They have a great culture, just wonderful people, great food. No Japan ski trip is complete without a stop in Tokyo for a couple of days. It's just a great experience. The majority of my time in Japan has been on the island of Hokkaido, the North Island.
Okay.
And this year I'm going back to Niseko.
Well, listen,
nice.
we certainly hope that you have an enjoable trip.
I mean, I'd like to ski with you someday, but not when it's storming.
You know,
For you, I'll ski in the sun.
Thank you.
Very nice. Appreciate that, Dan. So, Dan, we're going to end the way we started. Nice connecting with you again today. Merry Christmas and happy skiing.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much.
Have a great ski season. Take care.
All right. Likewise. Thanks so much. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Speak to you soon.
Yes, absolutely. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, Dan Sherman, he always brings it. Love
it. Yeah, storm scare. That's my takeaway.
That was a good, good conversation with him today. So, all right, right now we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. Tips on Christmas travel from the TSA is next as we do a 180, right? And next hour, by the way, some of our team is going to join us live on air for a fun chat. So be sure to stay tuned for that as well.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Happy 2026, everyone. Robert Carey here sharing what follows as an encore presentation of our year-end December 20th live national broadcast from a few weeks ago.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everyone, now as we reset after the bottom of the hour break and move into our C block, it's 33 past the hour. Glad to have you in the house with us today. All things TSA is about to go under our microscope, but first, well, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
This wireless cooking thermometer takes all the guesswork out of holiday meals, which means your roast, your turkey, your prime rib, ham, fish, it all comes out perfectly every time, turning I think it's done into I know it's perfect. It even tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, how long to let it rest. Basically, it's like having a personal chef right in your own kitchen.
It's a gift everyone will love, perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. As a listener of our show, you're going to get 30% off today at chefiq.com with promo code Carey, that's C-A-R-E-Y, or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
With Christmas travelers flying in droves this weekend and this upcoming week, as well as many travelers taking off for New Year's and winter getaways, we're headed to the show hotline to connect with a show friend for some airport tips. That's Carter Langston with the TSA.
Carter, nice to have you back on our national airwaves as this show is heard across the country, and I understand you are coming to us today from Raleigh-Durham International.
Hi, Robert. Yes, I sure am, and it's great talking with you again.
Well, great having you aboard with us today. So I want to go Real ID. You know, we've been talking about this here on the show for years since it was kicked down the road so many times. It finally took effect this year. Folks certainly had plenty of time to get their enhanced driver's license in place, but, you know, we're seeing it. The reality for America's TSA agents is some folks continue to show up without it or without a passport, which, by the way, is also accepted. We happen to applaud the fact that you're now charging, you know, those folks a fee for not complying, but share what the latest is on this.
Absolutely, and thank you, Robert, for that. You're right that some passengers are showing up to checkpoints. Actually, it's a minority of passengers. We're seeing about 95% nationwide are prepared with either a state-issued real ID credential or an acceptable form of ID, such as a passport. And the exhaustive list is listed on TSA.gov. What I also say is that TSA started enforcing Real ID in May, and beginning February the 1st, TSA has announced that it'll start charging $45 for basically a Confirm ID solution for those who come unprepared with an ID that doesn't comply with the Real ID Act. And the way to avoid that $45 fee, quite simply, between now and February the 1st, is to make an appointment with the Department of Motor Vehicles in your state and get that state-issued credential, or plan on coming when you fly every single time to the checkpoint with either a passport or one of those alternative forms of identification that's Real ID compliant.
Don't slow us down, people.
And thanks for confirming that's February 1st that starts. All right, last week, Robert and I flew out of Miami, and there was a TSA agent walking the line asking us to have only our IDs and put our boarding passes away. Have we moved fully to ID only for TSA screening at most airports, or do you recommend we be prepared to show both?
Mary, I appreciate that one as well, because at most airports, we are taking just the ID, and we're able to use that Real ID compliant credential to verify that, yes, you do, in fact, have a boarding pass. You have a flight that day, and it tells us that the system, the technology tells us that you, what your screening status is, and that your ID is valid, is real. Meaning it's not a fake ID. So at most airports, yes, we do have that. And that gets into another thing where those agents, those officers are walking the line and providing passengers with guidance and advisements that are helpful, trying to get them through checkpoints most efficiently. And it's so important to listen to those officers when they're doing that, because they're really trying to help guide you through the most efficient way through the checkpoint.
We agree with that. So, you know, a former colleague of yours used to join us on the program with some regularity, and we developed a nice little, you know, ditty or jingle, if you will, regarding liquids being brought onto planes and other items. Basically, it went something, you know, like, you know, if you can spill it, spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, it goes into check baggage. So how'd I do on that?
No, you did perfectly well on that one. And, yeah, Lisa Farbstein, that's something that I learned from her as well. So absolutely. If you can spill it, spray it, spread it.
Pump it or pour it.
Check it. If it's greater than 3.4 ounces, for sure.
Carter, what about wrapped gifts?
So with the liquids, let me say one more thing about snow globes. So snow globes generally are softball sized or larger, and those represent liquids inside that glass container. So that needs to be in checked baggage.
Okay.
And then certainly, as you asked about wrapped gifts.
Yeah.
So the most heartbreaking place to have to unwrap a gift is inside the checkpoint, where an officer has to see what's in a box.
Right.
It's heartbreaking for the officer, and it's equally heartbreaking for the passenger to have to watch their hard work get completely unwrapped in the checkpoint. So we ask passengers, please bring a gift bag with tissue paper. That way the officer can just look inside if they need to.
Good advice,
to clear
Carter.
Something.
Carter,
okay.
Listen, we thank you so much for checking in with us today. We hope you have a Merry Christmas. And, folks, you can find all things airport TSA-related for Christmas or anytime, as Carter said, at TSA.gov. Merry Christmas, Carter.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
All right. There is Carter. Good information today.
Indeed. So we're going to hand off to Bobby so he can run some sponsor messages. Disneyland Talk is next, and then we'll discover America together through money.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible, point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Winter is a perfect time to invest in a new mattress, and you can do that very easily at helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, motion transfer issues, Helix has mattresses that can really help resolve those common sleep problems. Plus, they let you try your mattress for 120 nights risk-free as a trial. Rest easy with the Happy with Helix guarantee. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide with free shipping, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm Mary Carey saying Happy New Year and thanks for tuning in today. What follows is an encore presentation of our year-end live national broadcast from December 20th.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You know, we all tend to pack on some pounds during the holidays. And January often means you'll look at some sort of fad diet, you know, juice cleanse, cabbage soup diet, raw food diet, and more. Did you know that by the time the average person hits 60, he or she has lost and regained several hundred pounds? Gaining and losing weight can be dangerous and damaging to your body. Doctors call it weight cycling, and about half of Americans do it. And if you do it enough, you're at risk for diabetes, liver damage, heart attack, and stroke. Most people need help to stop weight cycling, and a good way to make it happen is with non-prescription Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy at TakeLean.com. It's an oral supplement created by doctors, not a GLP-1 injectable, and the science is impressive. Its ingredients also target weight loss in three powerful ways by helping to maintain healthy blood sugar, controlling appetite and cravings, and burning fat by converting it into energy. Burning fat, of course, is what keeps the weight off. With the holidays here, now's the time to join us and lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace and keep it off. To get you started, we'd like to offer you 20% off Just use the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with code CARY at TakeLean.com. Or as always, you can find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, even if you've never been to Disneyland, I'm betting you know it's a very big place. It can be overwhelming to visitors. But my next guests know just about every nook and cranny and attraction, as evidenced by the book they wrote called I Love Disneyland, Fun Facts and Fascinating Trivia About the Happiest Place on Earth. Now, even if you're not planning on visiting Disneyland in 2026, this is a fascinating book that's great fun to browse. It's filled with tips and fascinating factoids. Like, did you know actor Kevin Costner was once a skipper on Disney's Jungle Cruise? Well, Rye and Skyla Castle know that and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show, Rye and Skyla. It's clear your book grew out of a passion for Disneyland. Is that a fair statement, Skyla?
Oh, absolutely a fair statement. We have been so involved in just getting to know Disneyland and just enjoying our time there. We're not the type of people who go and have to do every single ride. We like to look at all of the little details of the park.
Well, that's an understatement. And I mean, how long did it take you to compile all of this book? Has so many details, Rye. Do you have any idea how many times you've visited Disneyland?
Any ideas how many times we've visited Disneyland? Like, honestly, it's probably in the hundreds at this point. Last year, we were probably going to Disneyland about three-ish times a week. I would estimate, like, me and Skyler together have probably been to Disneyland maybe 400 or 500 times together.
Is it still fun, Rye?
I mean, for me it is, but I mean, we look at things differently than maybe we did the first times we were visiting the park.
Did Disney cooperate with you in you know, pointing out things and giving you history on stuff? Because sometimes it can be a little difficult with the press. Rye, why don't you go ahead then?
Sure. Like, Disney not cooperative on this one. So this is an unofficial guide. This is something that we did on our own. That being said, like, we have a lot of connections with cast members, Imagineers, and other people deep in the community to go through and make sure that things were as correct as we could be when putting this book together.
Skyla, how did Doritos get invented at Disneyland?
Oh, my goodness. So Doritos came out of basically creativity. You know, Disneyland goes through a lot of product, and they were realizing that they were having this waste with these tortillas and just developed these out of, hey, how can we prevent waste? And Doritos grew out of that, which is so interesting to me.
Well, you know, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is one of the newest lands there. It opened in 2019. And rather than using the Star Wars theme, Disney hired the London Symphony Orchestra to perform an entirely new soundtrack. Rye, is that a common, I mean, do they really spend that kind of money to create that kind of detail?
I mean, Disney does, yes. Like, Disney has a lot of attention to detail on a lot of stuff that they do. So this isn't just like the land itself, but so much of their media is something like this. Like, tangential, for the 70th anniversary, they actually commissioned three new original Disney songs that were just used for Disneyland Park. So, yeah, it's very common for Disney to do things like this to, like, really plus up the experience that they have in the park for people visiting the park.
And Skyla, you write about how difficult it is for Disney to keep Tomorrowland futuristic. How often do they alter or add attractions generally to the park?
Not super often. I would say, let's go with every five-ish years because of the amount of time that it takes to develop and then start to build and test those rides. So, yeah, around five-ish years, our Tomorrowland could use a new one. Disney, if you're listening.
So, Rye, you got friends going for the very first time. What do you tell them to do? And give me to it in four sentences.
Four sentences. I think number one is leave room for magic. Don't plan every moment of your day. Make sure you have an opportunity to see the things that you didn't know that you didn't know. I think pick the things that you are most excited about and prioritize those in the day. And then bake in a little bit of time in your day to eat, because I think sometimes people get very busy. And if you're not eating, you're going to be hangry with your family by the end of the day.
And get Ryan Skyla Castle's book called I Love Disneyland. You can find more information at sometimescastles.com. You can also find them at sometimescastles, all one word, on Instagram. And you can see a lot of posts there. Thank you to both of you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
wherever, however you're hearing today's show. Happy New Year. What follows is an encore presentation of our year-end December 20th live national broadcast.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Onward we go into segment five of our e-block. Thanks for investing 120 minutes of your week with us today. And your reward? Well, it's going to include America's 250 and the U.S. Mint. But first, this portion of the program is made possible by buyraycon.com/Karen.
If you're looking for that last-minute gift for Christmas that's easy to buy, easy to give, make it Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. They sound great, they last all day with 32 hours of battery life, and they actually stay comfortable no matter how long you wear them. Plus, they're 20% off right now, making them a perfect gift for Christmas or for yourself.
You know, over 3 million customers already love Raycons, including many in this audience. They come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
With the semi-quincentennial of the country coming, today's Discover America segment is taking us to the U.S. Mint headquarters in Washington, D.C. Let's find out how they're going to honor our country with America's coins as we bring in acting director Christy McNally.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Christy.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time today. So, you know, we've been investing heavily in America's 250 in this program. There's already been a lot of show content devoted to it. There's going to be a lot more ahead in the year ahead. Mary and I will actually be kicking off our 2026 year with a big Let's Go America tour. We're going to travel from Miami to Los Angeles and broadcast this show in January from the Panama Canal. I'm sharing all that with you because we've invited you to come on today. As we're told, the U.S. Mint will be celebrating, as you did similarly to the bicentennial. Can you share, you know, the change that are being made to current U.S. coins as we celebrate America's big birthday in the year ahead?
Yes, I would love to. So we're actually going to be redesigning all of our circulating coins for this anniversary. For our penny and nickel, they will just feature date range, and pennies will only be offered as a part of a numismatic set since we've stopped producing our circulating penny. And then we have new designs for our dime. We have 5 different quarters. We have a half dollar and a dollar coin, so everything's going to be redesigned.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear, I'm sure our listeners are as well, that all of the coins are going under a redesign for next year. So are they going to be dual dated, and when can we expect to see them in circulation so we know when to start looking for them?
So we will have the dual dating. Unlike back at the bicentennial, we actually were allowed to produce coins in 2025. Back at the bicentennial, they didn't produce coins in 1975 in preparation. So we're very happy everyone still got their 2025 coins, and we'll be dual dating them from 1776 to 2026. And we'll start production, we'll start launching the coins. The quarters will be phased slowly into circulation. We'll do each of the quarters for a short period of time. And then you will see them locally. In circulation, it will be based on our orders that we receive from the FRB, and they will order, and then they'll ship them out to the banks, and they'll slowly start to make their way into where you'll pick them up.
And if people just want to know, the FRB is just the Federal Reserve Bank, so that's
right.
Obviously
where
all money comes from. I just want to make sure the country understands that.
Where are the coins being made, Christy?
So the circulating coins are being produced both in Denver and Philadelphia.
Okay, and can people get, like, collectible complete sets, or do they have to just wait for them to come out in circulation? Will they be available as collectibles with all the coins, like, in a one set, or are they coming out in rolls?
So we'll be featuring several different sets. You'll be able to buy bags and rolls also. The annual sets will be there, the proof sets. We'll all make them available. So those will be options. We are working on partnerships with the America 250th, and hopefully we'll be able to actually have some coins present at some of their events, too, so that Americans can get their hands on them faster.
Well,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, it's a good reason to go travel and see what coins are out in what part of the country and where and so forth. But I want to build on that a little bit because, you know, I know you've got multiple locations. Some are not open to the public, like Fort Knox, right? I mean, but I have a good friend who works for the U.S. Mint at West Point. If memory serves me correctly, they don't offer public tours there. But folks can tour at your Denver and Philadelphia locations, right?
Yes, tours are available for free to the public for our Philadelphia and our Denver Mint. And there's wonderful coin shops available there, too, where they can pick up coins.
Well, that's certainly a fun thing to do. And you're producing the coins, as we just said there, so that's certainly a reason to go. But and this program is being heard there right now. But, you know, for folks that are going to go to D.C., there's a lot happening in Washington, D.C., certainly. I believe your building there is off limits as well. But and I'm the only reason I'm bringing up D.C. is with all the visitors we're expecting next year. Can folks perhaps, you know, come and buy coins somehow there where you are, Christy?
Yes, we have a beautiful coin store here at the headquarters, and we sell coins down there. Those will be available there, too. So we'd love for people to stop by our coin store here.
Okay, well, that's great.
And then I would assume same thing in Denver and Philly, the two other big production mints that offer free tours, which is good to hear. I did not know they were free, and people can purchase there as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Last question.
Huh.
You know, you talked about the penny no longer being produced. I saw it. Did it surprise you this week in the auction? Astonishing total. That the last penny, three pennies, I think, sold for. That was huge, wasn't it?
It was amazing. We were very excited to have that. We're a self-funded organization as part of the government, so it helps keep our employees going and our coin production.
Yeah, it was a big deal, no question. Well, Christy, listen, thank you very much for the check-in. Folks, you can find more information online at usmint.gov, usmint.gov. Merry Christmas, Christy.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Christy, for your time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Money Talk, Mary, and America's 250 is how we're going to wrap Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is going to start in 7 minutes after this top of the hour break. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk with some of the show team on air and get ready to break for the holidays. Plus, we've got listener emails ahead. I think Rudy's going to riff as well. So keep those radios locked in. Remember, you can always stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. You're going to want to make sure you're definitely doing that in January as we travel. Don't forget, you can catch the show anytime, anywhere, and through our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.